About a year ago, I was at a concert, and they played the song Bandology. And Bandology is a piece that I've seen on lists countless times over my career. But even in all that time, I'd never played it. I never even heard it. So then I started thinking, what are all these band pieces that, you know, everybody should play, like the program says, that people don't play because they think everyone else plays them? Case in point, Stars and Stripes, which we'll finish with. We did that a number of years ago, and you know, when we were rehearsing it, I had people raise their hands for all the people who had never played it before, and I was amazed at how many people had never played Stars and Stripes. It just seemed like, you know, everyone should play that. But there's a lot of band directors who think everybody does play it, so then they don't play it, so then hardly anybody plays it. So then I started, you know, making lists. And then I thought, you know, I have to get other people's opinions. So I emailed a lot of colleagues of mine and asked for them to put their top 7 band pieces that everyone should play, you know, before they die. And some people gave me pages. It was really hard. I was going to say top 5, but I knew these people couldn't limit it to 5. And so several of these pieces are ones that they came on lots of different people's lists. And so that's where we're going with this. The next piece we're doing is the first suite by Gustav Holst. He did 2 suites, and interesting enough, in his notes when he was writing this one, he titled it First Suite, even though he didn't write the second one for years later. And when I was talking to people about First Suite versus Second Suite, there are 2 very different camps on that. Some people think First Suite, oh, that's far superior to the second. Then there's other people who are just the other way around. They just, don't bother with First Suite. You got to do the Second Suite. So when we do our every pieces that every band member should play sometime in their life, part 2, then we'll be doing the Second Suite. But it's important to do this one this year because this is the 100th anniversary of the First Suite by Gustav Holst.